Hello?
Yes, sir. This is Eric from eBay again. How are you?
Hello?
Yes, sir. So now I believe you have to... Are you free now?
Who is this?
This is Eric from eBay, sir. Yesterday, remember, we had a chat with you earlier about the payment?
Eric from eBay?
Yes, eBay. Yesterday, we have to fix up the problem for payment of $299. Did you remember?
Sorry. Can you repeat that?
Yesterday I have we had a conversation about your computer. Like, you remember, we are fixing up your payment problems from eBay.
What payment problems?
Like a $299. Did you remember? Did you remember, sir? Like, I have tried to install you any desk, in your mobile phone, in your computer. Did you remember me?
I remember talking about it, but I don't quite understand what it's about. You know, what is this $209 payment for?
I can explain you, sir, now. Okay, the thing is that yesterday, the payment is for an eBay gift card online, okay?
Well, I didn't order any eBay gift card.
I know,
so
you have... I know, like, you have purchased anything, sir. But the thing is that is a fraud payment which is going on from your number now. Some fraudsters are using your information for doing this kind of fraud transaction.
Yes.
What we have to do, sir, we have to cancel the payment with your internet and as well as with your mobile phone. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason, sir, I will tell you how you can totally secure your information. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, just do one thing, sir. I want you to simply just be in front of your computer first. Just be in front of your computer.
Oh, wait, Daniel, man. What do you want me to do that for?
Sir, I have to give you the security cancellation code so that we can simply stop this payment directly.
Oh, you have to wait a minute because it's the other end of the house, you know.
Sorry, what was that?
You'll have to wait until I get there. It's way down the other end of the house.
Okay, so just tell me when can I call you back then? What time you will be free?
Just give me 5 minutes.
All right, okay. I'll give you a call back in 10 minutes then. Is it okay?
Look, just give me a minute to get...
Okay.
Right, the computer switched on, so what do you want me to do?
Okay, I'll tell you what do you have to do, okay? Just be in front of your computer first and make it on. Once you're ready, just let me know.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Computer, it's switched on,
right? Okay. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to simply tell me, did you see all the icons in your computer?
Yes.
That's lovely. Now, sir, just do one thing. Just look very, very on the keyboard, sir, on the extreme left hand side bottom corner. Did you find the CTRL key? Control key. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me tell you, next to that control key, will you confirm me which key do you see next to it?
It's the Cooler Master key.
Yes, now...
It's the brand of the computer.
Yes, it looks like a computer. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to press that key and hold and leave it, sir. Just press it and leave it.
I take my finger off it?
No, just press it and leave it. Just press that key, okay?
Okay, yep.
Okay, now, after press the key, what can you see, sir?
Nails, threading, tint, Xbox, Microsoft.
Yep. Okay. Now, sir, just look at the very below of that box. Do you see a small panel where it says, type here to search? Do you see that?
No, I know. I've lost it all.
Okay, do one thing. Once again, press the key. Besides CTRL.
Fred, Freddy, Leo.
Yes, okay, do one thing. Now just look carefully, don't touch anything, just look carefully at the bottom, left hand side bottom of your screen. Do you see anything written there? Type here to search. Do you see that?
Search, yes.
Yes. Now, sir, I just want you to type in there, okay? Type in there. That is C as in Charlie, C.
C, yep.
Then O for Oscar, O.
O.
N for November, N.
Control.
Control, yes. After control, give a space and then type panel. P A N E L, panel.
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah.
Okay. Do you see control? Yeah, open. Open it up. Control panel.
I just see computer settings. It's open.
Okay. Now, just look, sir, on the control panel, very right hand side. Do you see any panel where you can say search or something? Do you see that?
Hang on, give me a minute.
Uh huh.
I tell you what I say, okay?
Yep.
Administration tools, backup, restore, get and send, device and printers, service, internet options, network and sharing, programs, and features.
Okay.
Remote. What am I looking for?
I'm telling you what you have to look, sir. Just look at the very right-hand side top of your screen. Do you see any panel? A white panel says search at the very right-hand side top of the control panel. Any white panel do you see where you can search at the right-hand side top?
I'm looking.
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay. Anything you see? Like any search panel where you can search on the right hand side?
I'm looking. I don't see anything.
Okay. Give me a minute. Let me tell you. Now, maybe you can see at the right hand side where you see... Okay. Do you see something in your screen? Says programs.
Says what?
Program. Do you see program?
Program.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay. Now, can you read out for me all the options which you see in your screen? Can you read out one by one?
Oh, man, there's 20,000 of them. Listen, can we do that some other time? I'm not very well.
Sir, I understand, sir. You have already done this thing, sir. Just tell me once again, what do you see in your screen? Just tell me.
Administrative tools, backup restore, Windows 7, get and tag, device and printers, credit history, internet options, network and sharing, programs and features, remote ops.
That's the one, program and function. Would you see program and functions?
Yeah, features, yeah.
Yeah, programs and features. I want you to click on that, programs and features.
Just click on it.
Yes.
Then what?
Okay. Now, did you see any option there? It says uninstall a program. Do you see any option?
I'm looking.
Nah.
Goes a lot.
Okay. Okay, can you tell me what do you see there so I can help you out? Just tell me what can you see.
Oh, there's 25,000 icons here.
Okay, just tell me any one of the icons which is not necessary, which you don't use regularly.
I don't know. I don't use a lot of them, you know.
Okay, do one thing. Delete any 3 or 5 icons. Just right-click on it, okay, any of the icon which you don't use. And if you see uninstall option, click on that uninstall. Delete 3 or 5 icons, which is not necessary. Uninstall it so that you can get your space in your computer.
Tell me again, why are we doing this? Eh?
Yeah, what he just said?
Why are we doing this?
Okay, delete any three or five icons. Just click on any icon, right click on it, and you would get to see an uninstall option.
Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Uninstall?
Yes, click on uninstall, yes.
Yes, right.
Okay, now like this, you have to uninstall two, three icons which is not necessary for you. Uninstall those, okay?
Then uninstall three.
Yes, yeah, uninstall. If you see any option says uninstall, click on uninstall.
Well, everything you click on and right-click, it says you can uninstall it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. So you don't have to delete everything. Just delete two, three icons, two, three, like, programs, okay? Two, three things, not every one of them. How many of them you have deleted? One, two, right? Like this, you have to, two of them, right?
Delete
one, two or more. Like, delete two more, that's all.
No. You want to make it five, do you?
Come, make it five, if it's okay, make it five.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it? Okay. Now, if you have done five of them, then I want you to close this page. Just go to the very right-hand side top. Do you see the X symbol? Click on that X.
This program may not function.
Mm-hmm.
Uninstalled.
Yeah.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah. What do you see? Can you tell me what do you see?
I see all the programs. It's still there.
Okay, do one thing. Close that. Okay, if you see that, close that.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So all I see now is the desktop.
Desktop, that's great. Now, sir, I want you to open up your Google page again. Okay, open up your Google.
Open up Google, yeah, right?
Yes, open up your Google.
Hang on.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
no issues. Open up your Google Chrome or Microsoft Edge, whatever you have.
Google Chrome?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Google Chrome.
Okay, you have Microsoft Edge?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft Edge, yes. Okay, I found it.
Okay, what can you find it? What browser do you see?
Well, just clicked on it. It gives me,
uh-huh.
eBay, Amazon.
Okay, alright. Do one thing. Just look at the very, very top of the page, at the very top. Do you see a long white panel where you can type the address, like www? Do you see that line at the very, very top?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, sir, I just want you to simply type in there, www.
Dot.
Yep. Then type A for Apple, A. Okay.
All right.
Take your time.
A.
Yeah. A for Apple, N for November. Okay.
Yep.
Y for yellow. All right. After Y, it's D as in David. D as in David.
D.
Yeah. After D, it's E for Edward. Type E.
D. AnyDex.com.
AnyDex.com, yes. Click on that.
Very well. Hello?
Yes, now what can you see into your screen, sir?
No.
Did you type anydesk.com?
Yep. Just put any icon like before.
Okay, what icons do you see?
Oh, a whole lot of them, all of them. Listen, I can't hang on here. I've got to go. Okay? Maybe finish this some other time, okay?
Okay. Really? Okay, but what time you will be free, just tell me.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty busy at the moment.
I understand, sir. I understand.
Stuff. To get a lung function test, I really don't have time for this at the moment.
Sir, we are nearly done, sir. It's nearly done. It's taking a few more minutes. We are nearly done. Alright? So just tell me what exactly you can see.
I can't see anything. You just... The desktop. All my icons on the desktop.
Okay, I believe you've closed that thing, sir. Open up that page again. Open up that page which you